Footsteps approach our table. Nota. He jumps into the seat between Seth and me and takes a deep breath.
I'm sorry. I should have been out here sooner. You're not late yet.
Seth looks up from his cards again.
Are you okay? You look winded or something.
Nota rubs the stubble, trying to show itself on his chin.
Just had to hustle to get everything finished up. I didn't want to miss playing Viking Attack. Did you decide on a variation?
He eyes the layout of the cards on the table, and a smile breaks across his face.
I should have known.
I return Nota's smile. Let the game begin.
Welcome, welcome.
Uncle's voice is close, like he's coming right behind me, his heavy footsteps creaking the wooden flooring. I lay my cards face down and turn to him.
My favorite Kristen, Nota, and Seth. How are you this beautiful afternoon?
Uncle lays a muscular arm across my shoulders and squeezes. I barely get an arm behind his back before he's pulled me too close to move. That's the way Uncle always hugs, one of my favorite things about him. I like to think of him as a giant teddy bear, swallowing me up in his cozy, comforting embrace. That might also be why I still cuddle a stuffed bear in bed at night. Uncle leans down and whispers in my ear,
"Most important, how is my beautiful niece?"
I chuckle at the tickle of his beard pressed against my cheek. "I'm doing better now." Seth nudges Nota, and the boys talk about someone over by the doors. Yamada himself probably just entered. Uncle crouches beside me. His smile is gone, and his tender blue look into mine.
I think I might know what's on your mind today. It's what I've been thinking about, too. And it's okay to be sad. Your uncle understands. And more importantly, God understands.
I swallow and blink quickly to clear the tears threatening to escape my eyes. Thankfully, I'm facing Uncle, not Seth and Nota. I don't want the boys seeing me with watery eyes. They'd ask questions about something I don't want to talk about, and can't easily talk about. Something else catches my attention. Thin ice again. I swerve left, my skates easily handling the change of direction. A hand pushes my shoulder. My turn, plus Elon's push. I end up on one skate for a moment. I lose balance. My foot slips. I fall on my side. My shoulder hits first, hard. Then I'm on my back. I slide along feet first, like on a sled. I dig my heels in to stop. There's cracking. The ice breaks under me. My feet and legs sink. The water's harsh cold takes my breath out of me. I grab at the slick ice, finding cracks and bumps for grip. My sliding slows, but the current is pulling me, and my strength fades. Frigid water sweeps over my thighs. I keep grasping at the ice and kick my feet. The sliding stops. I wiggle further from the hole and push myself up slowly. I'm breathing hard and wince at the pain in my shoulder. But at least I didn't go all the way through the ice. Elon didn't win. Not yet. Elon? Where is he? There's a figure 50 feet away. He's on the other side of the canal, circling the thin patch of ice, circling back to finish me off. Fighting my injured right shoulder and numb, shaky legs, I stand and shove off in the opposite direction. I'm skating along the wall again, back the way I came a minute ago. Sure, it's not heading toward the hospital, but if I can keep the thin ice between us, I'll buy myself some time.